RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm in trouble now, AMAC. I just keep hitting buttons. Ugh. I am in trouble. I better get back to researching Tua Tagovailoa and why he sucks. Hopefully, we are not in a position where we are having this conversation about Jaden Daniels a year from now, 2 years from now. Hopefully. And hopefully, next year is a healthy year, is a progress year. It's everything this year wasn't, because there was no progress really made this year. Think about it. We came into this year saying, Jaden's probably the best quarterback right now in the NFC and a top five quarterback in the NFL, at worst six if you had Stafford over him. Not anymore, right? We came into this year saying the minute you can get a contract extension done with Jaden, after year three, you do it, and it's probably going to cost you $65, $70 million. Not anymore. The jury is out. And here's why. As I said on Twitter a couple of times last night, maybe even once on the show already, I can't remember. You'd rather have no guy than pay the wrong guy. Now listen, Tua Tagovailoa was just benched in favor of Quinn Ewers, the former Texas quarterback. Third round pick, I believe. Interesting over Zach Wilson, who's been around the league for, what now, 6 or 7 years, who doesn't get the start, but I guess that's because they know what Zach Wilson is. I don't know. And they don't know what Quinn Ewers is. Right? Interesting. But think about it. If you would have said, and I hate to keep going back to this well, if you would have said, in 2012, at any point, by 2013, with 3 games left to go, Robert Griffin III was going to be benched for performance, as opposed to benched because of injury. You would have been a space Martian. If you would have thought 2 years ago, when the Miami Dolphins gave Tua Tagovailoa that massive contract, that within 2 years he would be benched, you would have been considered crazy. However, we did talk about that at that time. I thought it was crazy to pay Tua Tagovailoa and Trevor Lawrence the kind of money that the Dolphins and the Jaguars are paying them. Thought it was crazy. And I was right. I know Trevor Lawrence is playing well right now. I got that he torched the Jets defense, 6 touchdowns. I got it all. But think about this. The Miami Dolphins are going, we mentioned this yesterday, the Miami Dolphins, according to Ben Solak of ESPN, if the Dolphins cut Tua Tagovailoa with a post-June 1st designation, it's going to cost them $55.5 million. If they keep him on the roster for 2026, which I expect that they will, McDaniel or not, it's going to cost them $56 million. You might as well have him on the roster than not have him on the roster, right? Because he's not bad enough to cut him. Nobody's going to trade for him. Even as desperate as this league is, he did lead the league in completion percentage. I think it was last year, maybe it was 2 years ago. He led them in passing yards, or the league in passing yards, a couple years ago. I think that's what it was. Last year was completion percentage. 2 years ago was passing yards. And listen, losing Tyreek Hill sucks. I got it. But he has not been good to Tua Tagovailoa. Really good. Special. For several years. And he was dreadful on Monday night for 3 quarters. Sure, he came alive in the 4th quarter when the game was over. Sure, the numbers don't look bad. Context, people. Context. So today he was benched. And the question becomes, right? Could we have that conversation a year from now at this time? 2 years from now? Will they already have paid Jaden Daniels?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Would they make the same mistake that the Miami Dolphins made? That I think the Jacksonville Jaguars have largely made? Listen, I know that's a tough time to say right now, Trevor Lawrence, but I still go with saying they made a mistake. Right? But here's how you defended it. Or not you specifically, but others defended it. And I do understand this. There's not many other choices. It's really hard to find a guy. And sometimes you have to pay a guy, a Daniel Jones, a Tua Tagovailoa, a Trevor Lawrence. Sometimes you have to pay a guy that's more average to above average than good to very good. Never mind great. Like, you guys hated Kirk Cousins for all the money that he made. Not Kirk Cousins' fault. Kirk Cousins was a better quarterback than any of these clowns and deserved it. Deserved every penny.
Yeah, and I think that, like, to even further that point, like, there's not a lot of guys, so you have to pay somebody who may not meet that qualification of payment. But if you look at, like, I don't think Jalen Hurts has been spectacular, particularly this year, but I think their front office did a good job of surrounding that team with talent to where Jalen Hurts looks bad this year, but they're still 8-4. You know what I mean? I think that Miami tried to do that, but it just didn't seem, especially now with Tyreek Hill getting injured and a couple of salary cap, you know, people that weren't living up to their salary cap mm-hmm. had to get traded. There was a lot going on where the front office, a lot of their moves were coming back to bite them and haunt them. I think that with those $50 million contracts, there has to be a game plan of how are we going to solidify this roster around this player so that they can, you know, reach their full potential while not having to do too much.
Arguably, the Dolphins tried to do that, right? They drafted Achan. They traded for and acquired Tyreek Hill when they already had Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm just saying they tried to bolster their offensive line.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that they didn't try. It just didn't work. And I think that when you pay those guys that type of money, mm-hmm. it puts more pressure on you to get those moves right because you can't pay four wide receivers and
Correct.
Hope two of them Correct. Pan out. You have to
shrink the pool. You can't essentially do what Cincinnati is trying to do, which is they have a great quarterback who can't stay healthy. They have a great quarterback in Joe Burrow. They're paying him top dollar. But now, to try and make everybody happy and to try and make that offense sizzle, they had to pay not one but two, or they chose to pay two. Now, Joe Burrow making $55 million a year on average, $275 overall, that's essentially what Trevor Lawrence is making, $275 and $55 million per year. Tua Tagovailoa was lower than that, $212 overall, $53.1 per year. You mentioned Jalen Hurts, $255 overall, $51 per year, and obviously the guarantees, and we don't have to necessarily go into that, but your point is, I think, if I understood, Philadelphia paid maybe more than ideally you would like to pay for Jalen Hurts, somebody who's a little bit inconsistent, little bit of a roller coaster ride, except for in the playoffs when he's really good, outside of one game. Miami and Jacksonville did the same. Maybe Jacksonville gets paid off this year. Miami made the playoffs a couple of times with Tua and came close at Kansas City. And the one year they made the playoffs, but Tua was hurt. So they had Skylar Thompson, their third-string quarterback. They went up to Buffalo, lost a shootout. But the point being is they paid a lot of money to guys that are good. Not great. But how you surround a good but not great quarterback is the key. And Howie Roseman, we know, is one of the best, if not the best, general managers in the game. Right? And sometimes you ask the quarterback to elevate above, and sometimes you ask the surrounding cast to basically carry the tide. Because the quarterback is not good enough to always rise above. At times he is, but not always. And even in Philadelphia, where they have Saquon, where they have A.J. Brown, where they have Devontae Smith, where they have Dallas Goedert, where they have Jordan Mailata, where they have Lane Johnson, where they had Kelce and still have Juergens, where they have Landon Dickerson, a great offensive line. Right? They still struggle at times. And we're struggling until last Sunday. We'll see what they look like Saturday at Northwest against the rough and tumble Commanders. But the point being is, you have to be really, really careful. When you pay a guy that isn't the man, unquestionably the man, and then even if you have the man, you have to very much worry about injuries. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, now even Patrick Mahomes. So far, the Bills haven't had to worry about it with Josh Allen. Jordan Love last year, not this year. But then you pay guys that are not the man. And you don't, for whatever reason, surround them well enough. And maybe it's because they're not the man. And the quarterback doesn't elevate those guys. I don't know. Every situation is different. The point being is, you look at a team like Detroit, right? They made a bold, aggressive trade 5 years ago to trade Matthew Stafford, to bring in Jared Goff, when nobody really wanted Jared Goff, including Sean McVay, quarterback whisperer Sean McVay. It was a controversial trade at the time. I was like, what are the Lions doing? But the Lions then said, oh yeah, we're going to build the bleep out of this offensive line. They did. We're going to draft top-notch talent, not just in the first round, but some in the first round, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams. Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth round. Sam Laporta in the third round? Aiden Hutchinson, obviously, was a top pick. That's the way to do it. The way the Lions have done it, and to a large degree, the way the Eagles have done it. Not the way the Dolphins have done it. Not the way the Bengals have done it. Right? There's all sorts of different ways you can do things. But here's the overall arching point that I wanted to make. Remember when the Giants, off of one strong playoff push, run, road win in Minnesota,
oh boy,
in the playoffs against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings?
Oh, boy.
A bad defense, by the way, that year. That was before Brian Flores got there.
Maybe the worst
that year. And they had to pay Daniel Jones, right?
Yeah, well,
now, they didn't have to, I guess. Yeah. They could have walked away from Daniel Jones, but they said, the devil we know is better than the devil we don't. Okay, and they paid a guy that is injury-prone and good at times, but inconsistent and certainly not great. And they paid him at that time big-time money, $40-plus million. And he was gone a year and a half later because he got hurt twice the next year after the payment and gone a year and a half later. The point being is, you can't make the mistake of paying a guy that's just a guy. I'd rather have no guy. I know nobody wants to be in quarterback hell like the Colts have been for years, like the Commanders / Redskins were for years. I get it. What you don't want to do is pay the wrong guy. The Dolphins are finding that out right now. The Jaguars may still find that out. Other teams might as well. Maybe it's the 49ers. I don't know. I doubt it. The Cardinals found that out. I'd rather have no guy than pay the wrong guy. And that's something that will factor into all of our conversations moving forward about Jaden Daniels. And every other quarterback in the NFL. I'd rather have pedestrian. I'd rather have no guy and not be on the hook. Taylor Heineke, Carson Wentz, all those guys. I'd rather have that than pay the wrong guy. Now, I'd rather have Jaden Daniels. But the point being is, it's really hard to get Jaden Daniels. And even when you get Jaden Daniels, far from a guarantee. But I'd rather have no guy and be an eternal quarterback hell than pay the wrong guy. And that's what the Dolphins have done. They paid the wrong guy. That's what the Arizona Cardinals did. They paid the wrong guy. They paid the wrong guy. That's what the Giants did. They paid the wrong guy. That's what the Broncos did. They paid the wrong guy in Russell Wilson. Think about that. Think about that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Back in a flash, I will get to some calls here. Sorry, doing the show a little bit different because I want to, and I want to change it up, and I want a little bit of a fresh twist. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.